Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal, the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
How are you, Jason?
I'm doing good. We're getting a little bit of a wind out in our neck of the woods, so hopefully we don't have any downed power lines.
Yes, and that could happen. So if we do go dark for some unknown reason, well, the known reason would be that we lost power, but hopefully that won't happen. And gosh, Jason, we have a really exciting guest this evening. Her name is Isola, and she's actually a friend of mine that I've known for over 20 years. And we knew each other in San Francisco many years ago. She lives in Colorado now. I live in Oregon. She's a wonderful psychic. She's a numerologist, a teacher, and overall really neat person, and she's going to talk with us tonight about numerology. We're going to get her on the line here in a couple of minutes. So just wanted to let everyone know about that. The chat room is open if you'd like to join the chat room. And, yeah, what else is going on, Jason?
Well, we kind of got off our butts a little bit, and we decided to start a website. So we do have a website up, and it's a work in progress. It'll probably change, but there is one up. So I want to direct all the listeners to check out www.horizonsradio.com.
Cool. Yeah, and it is a work in progress, Jason, thanks to you. I think it's looking good, and it's something that we'll continue to nurture, and that will be kind of the place to go to find out about our shows and archived episodes and everything that's going on with Paranormal Horizons radio show. Of course, we'll still have Facebook, too.
Yeah, and the listeners should be gentle because I'm not a web designer. It's not my forte.
Yeah, but I guess they could give us some feedback, huh?
Yeah, good feedback. I don't want to hear bad feedback.
Yeah. Well, great. So just wanted to remind everyone that you can listen to this show as an archive show on blogtalkradio.com anytime. And the show is repeated Sundays at 10 p.m. Pacific time on KITC-FM 106.5 FM. And they have a website where you can listen, which is KITCFM.com, 10 o'clock Pacific time on Saturdays. All right, Jason.
Yep.
So we added a new segment last week called Paranormal Controversy. And
yes,
I thought it was really a nice little segment where we get to talk about controversial items, if you will. And last week we talked about orbs.
Yes, and I know we have a good one tonight, and I turned up the volume on our little intro for that. It was kind of faint on the last show, so hopefully it'll come across a little bit better this time.
Yeah, and I'm sure it will. And it was fun because our guest last week, which was David Childers, from Mississippi, he chimed in on his opinion as well about the orbs. And I talked with Isola earlier this evening, and she's willing to talk with us about our controversial subject tonight, which stay tuned, and here in a couple of minutes we'll talk about it. But, Jason, let's go ahead and get Isola on the line.
All righty, let me work my magic here.
Okay, while you do that, I just want to give another quick intro. Isola is going to talk with us tonight about numerology. She is an experienced numerologist, psychic. She's a teacher, and she's done a chart on Jason, and we'll be
I'm
able
nervous.
To talk about that. Isola?
I haven't dialed her yet, but yeah, I'm very curious on the reading. So I've got her number inputted here, and we'll give
okay.
her a call right now.
All right.
Hello?
Isola.
Oh, hi, Patrice.
Hi, this is Patrice, or otherwise known as Pat Rice.
Yes.
And my co-host, Jason Ophir, you're on Paranormal Horizons.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So, Jason, meet Isola.
Hi, Isola. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Jason. I'm looking at your numbers now.
Well, now, Isola, before we get into that, we want to do our paranormal controversy segment because we'd like you to chime in on your opinion. So bear with us. We're going to do a little quick segment that we have created, and then we're going to talk about our controversial subject.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
There are some subjects within the paranormal that cause heated debates and controversy. We will now talk about one of those subjects. Welcome to the world of paranormal controversy.
All right, so what I wanted to talk about, I picked this subject kind of as a controversial subject, Isola and Jason. Black-eyed kids. Okay, Jason, I know you've heard of black-eyed kids.
I've heard of them, too.
Yeah.
I haven't ever seen one.
Now, I did a little bit of Google research. I went to Wikipedia, and the legend of the black-eyed kids is they were first sighted in Abilene, Texas, and also Portland, Oregon. Jason, I did not know that.
I've never seen one out here.
Yeah, well, none of us have seen one, I guess, but... Jason, what is a black-eyed kid? Do you know? Are they
demonic? I actually
know
somebody. Well, I know somebody that has had an encounter. I personally do not believe in black-eyed children, and I don't believe for a very important reason. And one of those reasons is anybody can go online and purchase what are called sclera lenses. They're about $100. So there are people out there that put in these sclera lenses. It goes over the face of the eye and makes it, you turn into a black-eyed person. So people do that. And so that's why I don't believe in it. In terms of if they really are real, some people say aliens, some people say demons. I say just people with a sense of humor walking around with these sclera lenses.
Okay.
You know, I don't believe in them either. I read an article from a guy that actually was a drug dealer. And he said that something that can, he thinks what it is it's these kids that are taking drugs and their eyes are very, very dilated. And there's a drug that's called a cherry bomb. And it can make your eyes really dilated. But it also, it says that some people say, you know, that these kids come to their door and they want to use their bathroom. And he goes, well, yeah, because this drug is a laxative.
Oh, boy.
So
that makes sense to me.
That's why they want to use your bathroom. And as far, and then also, they say that some people have said that these kids dress like old fashioned. And in Japan, and they say the kids are like what, like between 5 and 16 or 6 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying there's a thing, and there's a new rage in, you know, Japan of dressing like in this vintage clothing for kids, making them look younger than they really are.
Hmm, interesting. But you know, Isola, the theory, or the suggestion that, you know, if someone, whatever age, was on whatever drug that did dilate the eyes, that kind of makes sense to me. That could be, you know, somebody said, oh, it's a black-eyed person, but that makes a lot of sense. But I'm with you, Jason and Isola. I don't really believe in the black-eyed kids. Now, there was a black-eyed kids horror film made.
Right.
Back in 2012. And I mean, I never watched it. I don't really like horror films.
Well, and there's that guy that wrote the book, too. So, you know, that's good publicity for his book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I read somewhere that when this whole phenomenon started, it was about the time of the movie or the book. And, it, you know, it's a lot like the Slender Man and all these goofy things that people come up with. Somebody writes a book or makes a video game, and then suddenly everybody's seeing it on every corner. So I have absolutely no belief in it whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I mean, because I always try to keep an open mind, but I don't think so. I'm very skeptical.
Okay. Well, there
yeah,
you have
I
it, everyone.
I won't say it won't exist. I'm just saying that there's probably like a 1 in a 10,000 chance that it's real. I'll never say nothing is I'll never say nothing can't exist or doesn't exist.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Yeah. Well, there you have it on Paranormal Horizons, paranormal controversy about black-eyed kids that they claim have been spotted in Abilene, Texas, and Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be looking out for black-eyed kids next time I go to Portland. So.
Well. You see one, you let me know, and then maybe I'll change my opinion.
I'll call you on my cell phone and say, Jason,
yeah,
get over here quickly.
Please do. Have them wait for me so I can come down and see it for myself.
Yeah, get on your motorcycle, and you'll come over and save me or something. So,
yep.
But thank you, Isola, for participating in that subject. But we really are so thrilled to have you on the show this evening. I don't think you got to hear the intro, but, you know, you and I have known each other for a long, long time. And we worked together many years ago. And then as, you know, life goes on, we discovered that you know, we were both interested in paranormal. And then on top of that, you were a psychic, and you shared that with me as, you know, it became safe to tell me. And because sometimes you don't just walk around saying, hey, I'm a psychic. But
no.
You know.
Some psychics get a bad rap like lawyers.
Yeah, but what we really wanted to talk with you about is numerology, because you also do numerology. And just kind of a brief overview for the audience. Numerology, from what I understand and what you've taught me, Isola, is it's the significance of numbers. And it's determined by your birth date and your given name on your birth certificate. And then however your chart comes out, it has to do with trends or events or things like that that are going on, I guess, in your personal and professional life. I mean, is that kind of a good summary?
Yes. You know, numerology is a science. It's a science of numbers. And if you were to have your astrology chart done and have a palmistry reading and a numerology reading, they would all three tell you the same thing.
Really?
Yes, it's very interesting because, of course, I've done that. But
so,
the thing that I like about numerology in place of, I mean, I do psychic readings, but what I like about numerology is your numbers are your numbers, and I don't have any input to say what it should be or could be. These are your numbers that you've chosen for yourself. Numerology is based on the theory of reincarnation, and it's also based on the theory that you, on the other side, plan your life that you're coming into, and you pick your parents, and you thought your parents gave you that name, but you actually chose that name.
Very interesting.
Each letter has a numerical value from 1 to 9. It goes from 1 to 9, and then the next one, like A is 1, and F is 6, but 0 is also 6, and X is also 6. So it's just a higher six because everything breaks down to one digit. So you have from 1 to 9, and then the 10th letter of the alphabet becomes a 1 because you add the 1 and the 0. And so it always goes from 1 to 9. And I like that because I have 10 fingers. So
no,
it makes it easy.
I hate math. So bad
no,
at math.
Oh, go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
I just said I am terrible at math. When she's talking about numbers, I'm having a panic attack.
Oh, no. It's just from 1 to 9.
Well,
start over 1 to 9.
You don't have to do anything, Jason, because Isla has already done your chart for you. But before we get into that, and thank you for that explanation, Isla, but I wanted to ask you, Isla, when you do a numerology chart for someone and then you're explaining to them what it's all about, do you as a psychic, do you also bring in any of your intuition or, you know, feelings that you're getting when you're doing
this? Of course I do. I'm an empath for one thing. I do get feelings. And maybe a number could be the numbers have different meanings. They have negative meanings and positive meanings. And so when I'm doing a chart, on somebody, I start getting a feeling because I tune into them. It kind of like opens the door, and the information just starts coming.
Okay. Very good. Mm. Now, Isla, before we get to Jason's chart, probably in about 20 minutes or so, we'll take a short commercial break. And then we'll get right back to whatever we're talking about in the conversation. Just to remind everyone, you're listening to Paranormal Horizons with Pat Rice, Jason Ophir, and our very special guest this evening, Isla. All right, let's get right to this numerology chart that you've done for Jason Ophir, Isla.
I hope it's not too terrible.
No, it's actually very good.
Oh, good.
First of all, let me explain some things. Like I said, numerology is based on reincarnation, and on planet Earth, you have 9 lessons that you have to learn here. And when the soul comes down into a body, it has 2 parts, the male part and the female part. And if the male comes down into a female body, then the female part has to go into a male body. So there's people walking around that are males that have either a male soul or a female soul. And
is that where
vice versa
confusion comes in?
No. There's 9 lessons, but the very last lesson is kind of like a 10th one, is you come down with your soul whole, and those are called my mind went blank. You have the male and the female in one body. It can be a male and a female in a female body, or the male and the female part in a male body. And the lesson for that person, they're called a total soul. And that means that they've done all the other 9 lessons, and so the only lesson that they have to learn is how to live with the male and the female in one body. And it's actually very difficult. So each time you come down here, it's like the school of life. You come down, it's like going to school. But the difference is you pick a lesson, and I'm going to tell you what the 9 lessons are, but you pick a lesson that you want to work on. And you have to pick one each time you come down into a physical body. And if you don't get that done, Like if you were in third grade and flunked third grade, you would just do third grade over. But
right.
mm-hmm. in the school of life, if you don't accomplish that lesson, you have to do that one and the next one, but you have to go on. So most mm-hmm. people are here to do at least one thing. I'm actually here to do three, which means two times I didn't finish what I was supposed to do. And you're here to do five.
Five.
Wow. You're going to be busy, Jason.
Yeah, I know.
This was unusual. This was unusual to see five. But actually, the most I've seen is six. So I'm going to tell you what you're here for. And then I'll tell you.
Awesome.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you what the nine are. And then I'll tell you which five you're here to do. And I can't tell you which is the new one. Because you don't pick them in order. Like you don't do number one first, then number two, then number three, then number four. You can work on whatever you want.
You can jump around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the nine lessons that are to be learned is, the number one lesson is to learn how to be independent, stand on your own two feet, and be your own boss. And you're not here to do that one, okay? In fact, you are very independent from your chart.
Yeah,
and I'll explain.
Accurate.
I'll explain that to you later. But the second one is to learn how to be tactful and diplomatic. And this means you have to learn, you are like, people, when you're here to learn that lesson, you're given a lot of chances to pass the test. So what happens with people that are here to learn the number two is that people will come to you with their problems and ask you what you think, and then you have to be tactful and diplomatic. Or maybe you're talking on the phone to a customer or something and they're screaming at you, and you can either mm-hmm. be tactful and diplomatic and get an A, or you can get an F. So,
uh-oh.
And so, and this is one of the things that you're here for, Jason. You're here to be tactful mm-hmm. and diplomatic.
I actually
and it's
am
also
very
known. It's also known as the peacemaker.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I am that way like a lot right now in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
this is
you
one
are.
Of the things
that's,
you're here for. So this might be something
true.
That you've worked on before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Since you are that way. Now, the third one is, the number three is creativity and self-expression. When you are here to learn the lesson of the number three, you have to learn how to express yourself. Now, you can do that in talking, singing, writing, art, communication. It's the communication number. And this is one of the things that you're here for.
Mm-hmm.
To express yourself in some way.
I'm pretty dang creative, but I definitely could use some work in the... I'm not real, like, emotional or good at being empathic or anything like that. Showing
well, this
empathy.
Is a lesson that you're here to learn, so...
Yeah.
You could find, you know, and a person that's here to learn how to be self-expressive, I tell my clients sometimes if they have trouble with that, is just to do one of two things. You can, like, keep a diary and just write at the end of the day how you feel and just start writing and getting your feelings out on paper. Or I tell them sometimes just to go to the store and get a package of crayons and some of that paper, you know, that blank paper, and just mm-hmm. pick some colors. Say, how do I feel today, you know, and pick some colors, and you can either, like, draw a picture or you can just put the colors on the paper. And then when you go back, and then maybe pick one word. And then maybe when you go back, like a month later, you begin to see a pattern, or you're able to get in touch with your creativity, self-expression. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally.
So that's one of the things that you're here for. Now, the next one is the number four. The number four is work and detail. The number four, now, probably the reason that And this is one that you're working on. And people that are here on the number four, learning that lesson, seem to be more impulsive. They do things without thinking. And what you want to do is you want to be like building the pyramid with the firm, broad base and going up slowly, methodically, paying attention to detail and being organized. And that means that also that you will be working. But, you know, I told a client one time, she was here on a work trip and she got really mad because she didn't want to work. But it doesn't have to be something you don't like. It can be something that you do like and you won't want to quit working.
Well, it just so happens that, I'm being educated in school for a completely new field right now, so hopefully it'll be something that I enjoy.
Well, good. I hope you do. Okay, so the next one, you're not here on this one, but this one is the number five. The number five is learning about freedom and being able to be flexible and, learning to be flexible and not rigid. It's about freedom. And that number also has to do with travel, which would make sense and change. The number five is change. So, but you have that number, so that's not the lesson that you're here to learn. The lesson of freedom is also learning how not to abuse freedom, not to just, you know, be like a gypsy and not have any grounding. So it's learning the balance. Now the next one, and you're not here for this one either, but the next one is the number six. The number six is home and family. And you, in looking at your chart, and I'll go into that later, but looking at your chart, home and family is very important to you. And the thing with the number six is that you have to learn how to give to other people. You can either give to the home and family, which would be a husband or a wife and children, a mother, a father, a sister, or a brother, or you can take on mankind as your sisters and brothers and give to mankind, giving service to others. So when I do charts on people and they have me do their children and their children are here to learn that lesson, I tell them, you know, you need to teach them, don't just like write somebody a check for a present. You need to like pick out something and think about the person. You need to give of yourself when you're here on that one. And there's a karmic aspect for people that are here on that to learn that lesson, and that is that they will suffer the loss of a mate with regret because people were not important in previous lives. But you don't have that. But you do have the next one, which is the number seven. The number seven is the lesson of faith. You need to learn to go within and have faith. Sometimes I say, sometimes we have to let go, let God, but it's what it is, and what happens with this, people that are here to learn this number seven are very inquisitive. They ask a lot of questions and they want to know, why am I here and what is it all about? And lots of times people that are here on a seven, they will try different religions, and then a lot of times they will go metaphysical because it's got a lot more answers, not just rules. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I'm constantly wondering why I'm here, what this is all about. I'm totally trying to figure that out. So that's probably out of everything you've mentioned so far, the most relevant in terms of my experience down here. That's like my main goal, is figuring it all out.
Right. And people that are here on seventh, they like to take classes too because they like to learn new things. But you will, during your life, be put in positions where you have to have faith. You can just, you can go within and draw on your inner strength, but you have to learn faith. That's the lesson.
Well, I don't have any faith, so that makes perfect sense. I have no faith at all in anything or anyone.
Well, you're still questioning things. So, you know, what I like is, like, I give an example of the Golden Rule. If you're in Orthodox religion, the Golden Rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's it. But on a metaphysical level, the Golden Rule is the law of karma. You get what you give. And that made me a much more honest person, because I knew that if I knew did something wrong and I knew it, I was going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so the next one is the number 8. Now, the number 8 is learning how to handle money. And people that are here on a number 8, they have to be given lessons in handling money. So they will receive money. But there's a karmic aspect that goes along with that, in that you will lose at least $1,000 sometime in your lifetime, and that will be a big lesson for you about money. Have you lost yours yet?
Oh, I've lost a lot more than that.
I know. Yeah, I'm here on that one, too, and I've lost it. Now, the other lesson is that you are supposed to gain some kind of fame or recognition in this lifetime. Funny thing about that, huh? Since you're on the radio.
Oh, I'm totally down for some fame, actually.
So yeah. I think you're accomplishing that one. I don't know about the other ones, but...
So that's part of number 8.
Right. Part of number 8 is that you have to gain some kind of fame or recognition. The other thing is that you have to stand up like you're living in a glass house and let people... and say, this is who I am, and this is what I'm doing, and go ahead and throw the rotten tomatoes. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So... but there's a karmic aspect that, which I already told you, that you can lose that $1,000. And most people, the charts that I've done and they're here on that, they go, oh, yeah, I already did that one. But it's a lesson you remember. So, and
yeah,
even though I do numerology and I knew it was coming, I still lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've certainly lost a lot. But if I'm have to do 5 things, which is a lot... what exactly does that mean? Does that mean I'm a slow learner, or...
It means,
like,
you just haven't finished them each time. And you may just have just a little bit left. Like, I'm here to do 3 things, and I think I've already done 2 of them. I think I've accomplished those 2. But I might have to come back and do that 3rd one over again. I'm still working on it.
When you do all of these things, what's the end game? I mean, like, where do you go?
Well, you don't get to leave... until you're karma-free and you've accomplished these lessons. Then you go on to another dimension.
Hopefully a better dimension.
A little different, you know.
So, Isla, when you say you don't get to leave, you mean you don't get to leave the earth plane?
Right.
Okay.
Because you have to accomplish these lessons on planet Earth.
Right.
These are the lessons for this planet.
Now, what?
Being in a physical body.
Okay. Now, let's hear what number 9 is, and then take a quick break, and then come back and talk about Jason's chart more.
Okay. The number 9 is the humanitarian number. You have, and Jason is humanitarian. He's not having to learn that lesson. But you have to learn to, you can't keep things for yourself. You almost have to be like a revolving door giving. You can take things, but you have to be able to let them go. And you can have things, but it's kind of like they can't... materialistic things cannot be that important to you.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting. Okay, so you've identified Jason's 5 areas, and again, we'll talk a little more about numerology here on Paranormal Horizons with Pat Rice, Jason Ophir. Isla is our guest this evening, and we'll be right back after a break. Jason?
Let's give Ron Fale a shout-out.
All right.
The Order of Exorcists. Of Exorcists.
There is a lot of good in this world, but with good, you must have the duality of evil. There are dark forces out there, You might not see them or be able to sense them, but they are there, waiting to prey on your weaknesses. If you have a desire to help others in need that are dealing with these dark forces, you can check out the Order of Exorcists under the jurisdiction of Sacred Order of St. Michael the Archangel. The Order of Exorcists is looking for exorcist investigators. You will be trained to make first contact with the clients, conduct interviews and demonic investigations. Once that is completed, you will turn in an assessment for further action. If this sounds interesting to you, you can contact orderofexorcists.weebly.com for more detailed information.
All right. Welcome back to Paranormal Horizons. That commercial is Archbishop File, who does head up the exorcism group for the Catholic Church. He's been on our show a couple of times, so if you are interested in being on his team, check it out. All right, Isola, our guest this evening, we're talking with her about numerology. Now, if you're just tuning in, everyone, numerology, you can find out more about it online, of course, but it is the science of numbers. And Isola just went over the 9 areas of numerology that when you come onto this earth, you've come to work on some of these lessons in life. And she's actually done a numerology chart for Jason. So, Isola, where do we go from here? What else do you need to tell Jason?
Okay, I'm going to tell Jason. I started you from birth. And what that tells me, it tells me the vibration that you came in on. And you came in on the number 7, which tells me that you're more of an introvert than an extrovert. You're more of a people watcher than just joining the group. And that that you might believe in something, but you have an open mind where you're not just going to believe whatever somebody tells you. You want to find out for yourself.
That's
so,
absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you.
That is right on. I know.
Now, most people's charts are broken up into 3 parts. You have your first name, your middle name, and your last name. And then you have your month of your birth, the day of your birth, and the year of your birth. And so, but you don't have a middle name. So your chart is in one place, your chart is just broken into 2 places. Now, the first part of your life for you was birth to age 30. And from birth to age 30, you were under a vibration of the number 13. Now, the number 13 becomes a 4, so they call it a 13-4. That number, when you are living under that number, you have a lot of decisions to make, and you have a lot of times trouble making a decision. Because it's like you put too much thought into it. Should I do this or should I do that? But if I do this, then this is going to happen. Yeah, but if I do that, then that's going to happen. And you were under that vibration from birth to age 30. But you were also being tested on, you were being tested on being independent, standing on your own 2 feet. So, and when I see people that are under this vibration, I tell them, you know, just make a decision. Just think of yourself as being on a spiked fence, and you've got to jump into one yard or the other, and you know there's a dog in one of them. So you're just sitting up there on that spiked fence trying to decide what to do. Just jump. And if you're wrong, jump back up and run into the other yard. So.
Yeah.
You just need to make a decision. Otherwise, you're like an ostrich with his head in the sand, missing all the exciting things that are whizzing by. So then from age 30 to 39, you were under a vibration of 8. Now, 8 can be money and power, or the negative side can be drugs and alcohol. And you know which one you did. And you were being tested on detail and organization. You need to pay attention. You needed to pay attention to detail and organization during that time.
Yeah, that was all, now that was the all alcohol.
Was it?
Oh yeah, I haven't had a spot of alcohol in 3 years, so I quit. But
well, see, it probably was alcohol, because that was your numbers in what we call the pinnacles and the challenges. But up in your name, from birth to age 39, you were paying back karma. There's karmic numbers. There's the 16-7, which I have to say, you don't even have one in your chart from birth up to 2024. You're so lucky.
You mean he doesn't have any karmic?
He didn't have any 16-7, which is the heaviest one. The 16-7 is loss. It's paying back karma for misusing power in a previous life. So people that you misuse your power with will come and take things from you, or you can give to them and pay back that karma. But it's usually a heavy loss. But he did have the karma, which is the second heaviest karma, which is the 14, which becomes a 5. So you call it a 14-5. And that you were paying back for misusing sex in previous lives.
Uh-oh.
So, but the negative side of that number is when people are living under that number, they can have problems with their bones. They can be involved in a triangle, either with their knowledge or without their knowledge. In other words, they're cheating or their mate's cheating on them. Or it can be an addiction of some kind. It could be food, it could be alcohol, it could be drugs. That's the negative aspect of that number. But like I said, the numbers have positive and negative aspects. And the way that you can keep that number from being used negatively, it can be travel, it can be legal things. Like I did a chart on this one woman, and she had tons of 14-5s, and I didn't know how I was going to tell her, because it was just awful. But then she told me she was studying to be a lawyer, and I went, oh, good. Because she was using it. She was using it on the legal things.
So, Isola, do the numbers, when you talk about, like you just talked about Jason being a 14, but equals 5.
Jason, the name Jason. That's what it totals.
Okay, so when you talk, there's a negative and a positive aspect to each of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, the 14, if you see, the numerology is in everything. It could be like if you were going to start a business, you would want to know the dates so that you had good numbers according to whatever business you have. If you bought a house, you wouldn't want a house that totaled up to a 16 or a 14, because those are karmic numbers. And actually, 14 can be fire. So,
very interesting. And now going back, if I can just, Jason, talk a little bit. Going back to, you said he was the number 8. And you said he didn't have a lot of karma to pay back, and that he was lucky. Is that what you said?
Right, he doesn't have any 16s, which is heavy loss.
So, Jason, you are a lucky person.
I have to admit that I have not had a lot of bad things happen in my life. I've been blessed.
Now, I can tell you, a period of time that might have been a little rough for you was 1996 through 2000. That showed like money fluctuations. It could be, it's that 14-5. It could be addiction. It could be relationship problems.
That would probably be money.
You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of it. And when you are vibrating under that number, you have to really pay attention to your finances, because it can be chicken today and feathers tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you're past that.
Yeah, sweet.
Yay! Wow, yeah. This is fascinating.
Right.
Now you show what's interesting about your chart is that you show major changes 3 years in a row. Like you had a major change in 2001, 2002, and 2003.
I gotta rack my brain cells.
And then also from 1996, 97, 98, 99, 2000, that's when you were under that karma. And like I said, it can be problems with the bones. It can be legal. To give you an example, I showed it could be involved in a triangle. I did a chart on this one guy, and he wasn't paying attention to what I said. And then he cheated on his wife, got mad, and kicked a box and broke his toe and had an accident.
Oh, boy.
And then he came back and said, "What did you say about that number?"
Wow.
Yeah, I've never been involved in any kind of like love triangle or anything like that. It probably referred to money, because I think that if I recall correctly, those were some pretty tight years in terms of where I was living and you know, the income I had.
And then, you know, when you got over that in 2001, 2002, and 2003, you were under a number one, but you were under a 10-1, and a 10-1 says there's two ways to do things, my way and the wrong way. And it makes you very strong, and you can actually be somewhat stubborn. And you actually have a little bit of that anyway, because you have three ones in your name, and all you need is one. So the more you have, the stronger the vibration is.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if somebody says to you, "Why are you being so stubborn? Will you just listen to this?" You could think to yourself, "Oh yeah, maybe it's that 10-1 I have. Okay, tell me what you want to tell me."
Yeah, and those were heavy years of when I was arresting shoplifters. So there's a lot of control with that. I was catching shoplifters since the early 90s, and that's a position where it's physically unsafe, but you have to impose your power on people. And yeah.
I bet. Yeah. What coat? I didn't see any coat. It's under your dress.
Thankfully,
wow.
I want to tell you, Jason, is that you are an old soul, because old souls get what we call master numbers. And master numbers are double-digit numbers. So a master number that you have in your chart a lot is the 11. Now, a master number is given to an old soul only. And I can't really explain it to you. It's kind of like extra energy or more protection or something. And when you're vibrating under that, which you were vibrating under that master number when you were 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next 3 years you were more introverted. You were more keeping to yourself. But you have that 11-2, or you had that 11-2 in 2010, 11, 12, 13, and 14 this year. And then it clicks off. So when you are vibrating under that, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can be successful at it as long as it's for the good of the all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing what you should be doing, what will happen is if you just don't want to be doing what you should be doing, then you'll create health problems for yourself. So you don't have to do it, because then you can say, "But look, God, I'm sick."
Yeah.
So now next year, you're in a health year. In 2013, you were in a year of new beginnings. And in 2012, you were in a year of endings. Now, in 2012, you were deciding what was going, you were looking back at your last 9 years of your life, and you were deciding what worked and what didn't, what is going to stay and what is going to go. That was in 2012. Then in 2013, you were in a year of new beginnings.
That's
a good time to start something new.
Yeah, because I was hurt, I think, hurt pretty bad in 2011, July of 2011, I think. It was either 2011, 2012, and then this whole time, 2013, 2014, this is when I'm in the vocational retraining, learning a new trade. So
mm-hmm.
It's totally a new beginning. Incidentally, I got hurt chasing a shoplifter.
Oh no! You know, 2011. You had money issues. You were in a money year where money was the issues. You could either make it or lose it.
Yeah, I lose a lot of it.
Wow, this is fascinating. And you know, Jason, just when you just said Isola, 2012 was a year of endings and 2013 was new beginnings. We started this show in 2013, Jason.
Yeah, that's true.
So
now you're going to make a major change in 2015.
Oh, that'd be
cool. You're
going
to be making some changes, some major changes. And by the way, when you're in a healthier, health is the issue. So things that, if you have something that you haven't been taking care of, if you don't take care of it, it's going to flare up when you're in a healthier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when people are in a healthier, when people are not in a healthier, they can burn the candle at both ends and they can eat improperly and not get enough sleep and whatever, let things go, you know. But when they're in a healthier, that's when it comes to the surface. So just keep that in mind.
So next year he's in a healthier?
Yeah, next year.
Mm-hmm.
So 2015, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so what I see for you is from age 39 to 48, you're being tested on your creativity, self-expression. And you're going to be wanting to, it's funny because you're under the vibration of creativity, self-expression, communication in some way. But you're also being tested on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 48 to the rest of your life, you show that you're going to be doing something humanitarian, all peoples, all creeds. And you're going to be tested on having faith, learning to trust yourself.
And that makes total sense to me, you know. As an area
now,
that needs to be developed.
You also show, I don't know, do you have children?
I'm married into children. I don't have
Okay,
because
it shows
children.
That you would have grandchildren. Because the latter part of your life, you show babies. So usually that's grandchildren. And also, when you turn 48... your intuition is going to be stronger. So you'll need to pay attention to that. You will just know things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might leave the house and you'll say to yourself, oh, I should check the back door and make sure it's locked. Oh, no, it's always locked. And you come home and it wasn't locked. Or I should push in that drawer or I'm going to trip. And you don't. And then you trip and you go, oh, yeah, I knew I should have done that. And I don't know if you gamble, but during that time, if you go to a gambling casino or something and you get, like, red on number 3, you should just go with it, not analyze it, because your intuition is going to be very strong.
That's funny you mentioned gambling, by the
way. Yes. when we were talking about him being lucky, Isola.
Uh-huh.
And...
Okay, now another thing I want to tell you is there's what we call the soul's urge, which is the way you are inside. And the way you are inside is that the home and family is important to you. And then there's what other people see, the personality. And what other people see is that you're a humanitarian. You care about your fellow man. Does that make sense to you?
That's an area that I strive to embrace more and I pay more attention to. But that's something that I've only really started being more that way within the last couple of years. I'm working on it, and I know it's a lesson, and I'm trying to get to a better place with being more of a humanitarian and helping others.
Well, see, that switched for you when you turned 39. Before then, you were more inward, and now you're coming out. When you were 39, you're more. You're not as much of an introvert. You're more of the home and family and giving of yourself. And your intuition. Mm-hmm. Your intuition is good. It's going to get stronger when you turn 48. But you still have good intuition right now. You can say, they'll say, how do you know? And you go, I don't know, I just know. You know, just know.
I try
and you'll get little red flags. Like maybe you'll meet somebody and you don't like them and you don't know why. They didn't say anything to you. They haven't done anything to you. But there's just something that you feel.
I'm notorious with that. Yes, I can sense people and like nobody's business.
Right. I know. I used to get in trouble with my husband because I would say, you know, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. And I go, well, I kind of feel like there's something wrong. Well, what's wrong is you keep asking me what's wrong. And I go, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Do the charts
so do you have any
like-
other questions?
Well, I was wondering, do the charts show, like, or are they capable of showing any, like, major bad things happening? Like,
yeah, they can.
Like that?
But you don't have any.
Because that's good.
Yeah.
You don't have any. I was surprised because you have so many lessons to learn. I thought you would probably have some karma that you needed to burn off. But you don't have any bad numbers. Usually old souls... old souls are the ones that are driving the beat-up cars, and they have, like, they're the landscapers and stuff. And the young souls are the ones that have their name on the door, and they're driving the fancy cars and living in the big house and having all the materialistic things. But the old soul
awesome.
Is kind of like cleaning a house. And the young, say, what do you want to do? And the young soul will say, I'll load the dishwasher and I'll dust. And the old soul will say, I'll clean the bathroom because I know eventually it's going to boil down to that. I might as well get it over with.
So is Jason an old soul?
He is. He's an old soul. Because you aren't given master numbers unless you are an old soul.
I've always sensed that, too. Like, for some reason, I've always thought that. But, you know, you're talking about all these fancy things, name on the door. That sounds awesome. I wouldn't mind some fancy cars in a big house.
Oh, you can live in a big house, but then you'll clean the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, you know, Jason, thank you for allowing Isola to do a numerology chart on you.
Really appreciated.
Being open to, you know, kind of sharing the things that have been going on with you in terms of numerology here on Paranormal Horizons. And so, you know, Isola, I know I've done some numerology charts with you over the years too, but I think I need another one because... But we'll talk about that later. So,
okay.
Now, Isola, are you doing... Is there a way that people can get in touch with you if they want a numerology
chart? Yeah, I can give you my number.
Okay. Go ahead.
Or you can give the number out if you want.
Well, why don't we do this? If anybody's interested in contacting Isola, they can message us on Facebook, and then just give them your regular phone number, Isola.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because you just do your numerology readings. I think are, you know, really intuitive and thorough. Like you said, it is the science of numbers, but. Jason, what are you thinking? I mean, you've never had a numerology chart done. Right. What did you think about it?
Well, as everybody knows, that I'm a big skeptic with a lot of things. And, you know, it's a lot of the things that Isola was mentioning make a lot of sense. A lot of these dates where there were transition points seem to line up, and I want to thank her so much for taking the time to do that. Because it does make a lot of sense to me, and it does actually give me a little bit, I should say it reinforces some of the directions that I've been going, you know, trying to be more of a humanitarian, and that just kind of validates that, you know, I am going in the right direction with my life.
Well, right on. And I think that numerology, and Isola, you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, astrology, and these are all tools that we can use in our life.
Exactly. And you know what I have found is that people start out making fun of these things. They kind of said, well, they treat it like a game. Well, it's kind of interesting. And then eventually they learn it's tools. It's tools to help you accomplish what you came down on the planet to do.
Right, exactly. So I think numerology is fantastic. And like you said too, Isola, you can do numerology on if you're moving into a new home. You and I discussed this. I just recently moved into a new home, and you and I talked about it. And, you know, I was nervous about, is this going to be the place I'm going to get? And because I, you know, gone through looking at a lot of places, and we came up with the answer, yes, and it happened. And so, you know, little things like that that you can incorporate into your life if you choose to do that. So,
right, and also the name of the business. If you're thinking of a name for your business, you don't want it to have loss of money vibration.
Right.
So.
Right, that makes sense. Well, Isola, thank you so much for your time this evening. Again, here on Paranormal Horizons, blogtalkradio.com. You can download this episode at any time, and KITCFM.com to listen to this show on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Isola, have a wonderful evening. Jason, any last-minute questions for Isola?
No, I just, again, want to thank her so much for taking the time to do that. It's very fascinating, and I know a lot about paranormal and metaphysics, and that is actually one thing I don't know anything about, so it's very intriguing, and I appreciate her taking the time to look at my chart.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed doing it, and thank you for having me on your show.
All right, Isola. Good night, and we'll talk with you later.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Good night. All right, everyone. So if you're listening and you are interested in getting a numerology reading with Isola, just send us a message to Paranormal Horizons in our Facebook message, and we will get you the information that you need to get in touch with her. All right, Jason, you've got some things to look forward to.
Yeah, and I want now you've had a numerology reading. Now, were you an old soul too? You were?
I am. Yeah. I am an old soul, but I have some different things that I'm working on in my life, and it's like I said earlier to Isola, it's been a while since I had a chart done, not that it's going to change any, but I just don't remember everything. And then also one of the things that Isola incorporates, though, is she does the science of the numbers, but she does bring in her intuition and some of her, you know, psychic hits that she's getting as well to try to guide the person on their path in life. So, yeah, I'm an old soul, and I was just kind of looking down on the 9 items that she talked about, and you have 5 things that you came in to do, which she said was a lot.
Yeah, that's like tripping me out. Like, why do I have 5? That's
yeah,
a lot to learn. Like, what's the rush?
Yeah, well, you had your lessons were tactful and diplomatic, creativity and self-expression, work in detail, freedom, faith, and the other one I wrote down was handling money. Now those are just brief descriptions. They mean more than that. So that's, again, why someone would need to have a full reading and talk with someone like Isola that really knows about how to interpret these numbers. So.
Well, that was amazing, and I'm really glad that she took the time to do that. That was cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'd be willing to talk with you in more detail, Jason, if you wanted to give her a call to ask any further questions, which that's one of the great things about Isola. She's just really, you know, really an open person and always willing to help. You know, I call her a healer. She doesn't call herself a healer, but I call her a healer. So anyway, Jason,
you know,
another great episode here this evening, and I don't even know what we have lined up for next week.
I don't either.
Okay, that's okay.
I haven't been working on it, but I find that I work best under pressure. But like she was saying, I think one of the things I need to work on is organization or something. So maybe I need to get more organized. But I also wanted to mention briefly that, you know, she said that I was going to have some sort of fame. And we've had a couple other psychics say the same thing. So if there are any radio producers out there that would like to pick up Paranormal Horizons and possibly syndicate it across the country, we would be more than happy to
absolutely
to do that.
And we're ready to take this to another level, Jason.
Yes,
so.
We are.
Yeah.
Sirius XM, if you're listening, we're ready. Come on, bring us on.
Yeah, right on. And you're right. You've had two other psychics say that they've specifically referenced this show, that we were going to, you know, just continue to have success with it. So, and I do think you're organized, Jason. You've been doing a great job booking the guests. And speaking of that, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, Paranormal Horizons, contact us on Facebook. We're working on a website right now, but the best way is just to send us a private message on Facebook, and we'll get back with you and talk about you being on the show.
Yep, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook. And also want to thank 106.5 KITC FM for carrying our weekly show. That's a great way that's enabled us to have a little bit more of a reach.
Absolutely. And we're going to be on another station here soon, KNCP 107.3. We've been part of a fundraising effort to get that station up. It's a nonprofit, and it looks like they are meeting their fundraising goals, Jason. Just proves that radio is so wonderful. And we will be on that station as well. That will probably be up by January of 2015. So another opportunity for folks to listen to Paranormal Horizons. We thank everyone for your support. We hope that everyone has a wonderful week. And signing off for now, Pat Rice says good night, and we'll talk with you next week.
Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.